Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for November 2nd, 2013. Today we'll be discussing 12 Inconvenient Truths. I put that up on the Cosmic Love website, the link for that, talking points for the show today. And it's an auspicious time, to say the least. Here in a few hours, the astrology of a solar eclipse is going on. It's a very powerful, interesting solar eclipse. I thought I would reference that. You might say the bookends of this presentation. I'm going to begin with talking about the solar eclipse, the uniqueness of it. Go into these 12 inconvenient truths because they're dealing with, you might say, the quantum reality of the field, the quantum field, the energy field, the cosmic field, the field of energy, you know, on Earth as in heaven, as above, so below, as within, and so with all. And this is not taught in the public school system, excuse me. it's not, this is, when I say it's inconvenient truths, quantum reality in all regards has a huge paradigm shift effect on all our social, political, economic institutions, which haven't caught up. They don't teach it. You don't have the talking heads on the nightly news talk about quantum shift, quantum reality. And you might say it's inconvenient to the paradigm paralysis and stinking thinking of the way the status quo has done things and tends to do things because they're lugubrious. You know, things move slow. So I thought I'd basically the reference this subject, 12 Inconvenient Truths, and go into it during the show in regard to this time, good time with this this solar eclipse. And again, it's the effect of it's now the astrology right now as we speak during the show is we've got the moon is moving. It's in Scorpio. It's moving. It's in conjunction now with Mercury and the sun, but it's going to be in full conjunction here in several hours, which is that full conjunction with the sun and Mercury. That's the solar eclipse. At that time, it'll also be in conjunction with Saturn, all in Scorpio. So the deep space energies of Scorpio, which can be higher than an eagle soaring into the sun or lower than the belly of a snake, I mean, it's really transformative energies which can transform the lower to the higher. And it's a good time to meditate and cogitate. So I thought it'd be a good time to orient these 12 inconvenient truths. And I thought, if nothing else, it's going to be a frame of reference that you can review anytime. Those who have a subscription to Cosmic Love, you know, BBS Radio, can listen to this and go through it, because these 12 principles, these 12 inconvenient truths, are really an understanding of the sequence of persuasion of manifestation, of stepping down, you might say, the higher energies into the physical. This whole process of basically stepping down spiritual to mental to emotional and into physical, levels of density, levels of conscious incarnation, cogitation. This is the process of alchemy, the transformation of the lower base elements of consciousness, you might say the lead of consciousness into the gold of consciousness. And this is the process of basically transformation, powerful transformation in Scorpio. So Scorpio, the sign of Scorpio, one of the archetypes of the Scorpio sign is the all-seeing eye, the pyramid of God vision. And, of course, with God vision, you have the capstone to all the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, which is, again, the spiritual fire, the mental air, water, emotional water, and the earth physical. And so we have this process in the four quadrants, and the four quadrants have each have three lines of the clock, the cosmic clock, and that's what I'm going to go into now with these 12 points. So the Inconvenient Truths website that some of you may have pulled up and using as talking points, you can go through that with me. Again, it's the link to that is on the Cosmic Love homepage, and you can pull that up in a separate window, those of you who know how to do that. And as we read about this, you can see that there's a lot of depth to this presentation. There are links that go into in-depth explanations of different aspects of it. But basically, these 12 Inconvenient Truths follow the 12 lines of the cosmic clock, you might say, of cosmic law. Cosmic laws of manifestation that steps down co-creation principles of manifestation through the four archetypal, you know, Jung processes of consciousness governing cognition of a clockwise nature, you might say, from spiritual, mental, emotional, into the physical, and back to the 12 o'clock line. So this is on, you might say, I'm giving now the, you might say, a spherical table of contents around the clock, instead of a linear 12 points, 12 inconvenient truths. This is on the spherical clock, in 12 lines of the clock. So from the this is all of the a process, you might say, that we all go through, and it's in every 60 seconds, every 60 minutes of an hour, 12 you might say 12 phases of every day, and you can say, every cosmic cycle is like a clock that you can put on the lines of the clock, 12 lines of the clock, and these principles of manifestation are universal, they're archetypal, they're in the collective unconscious, again, that's the modern psychology, Jung, and they're in ancient and modern maps of consciousness from alchemy to Tarot to numerology. These maps of consciousness are seen in Hopi Indian paintings, Tibetan sand paintings. They're seen in the collective consciousness of symbols throughout history and in all places of the earth. They're universal. And today we're going to be referencing from the 12 o'clock line, you might say, of spiritual fire to the 3 o'clock line of mental air, which is the alpha thrust in the circle. So you've got from alpha to omega, you know, from the right side of the clock to the 6 o'clock line, up to the left side of the clock, back to the 12 o'clock line, which is the omega return. So from the 12 o'clock line to the 3 o'clock line, it goes from spiritual to the mental, you know, fire and air, then down to the 6 o'clock line, which is the emotional water body, emotional body, and finally through the 9 o'clock line of the Holy Spirit that initiates the physical earth quadrant, you know, the physical quadrant from 9 to 12. And this again, from the 6 to the 12 is the omega return with the spirit that matters. Spirit and matters is like from the Latin mater, mother. So it's like alpha to omega, you know, father, mother, spirit, matter. We're talking about this cycle and the lines and the quadrants of this cycle and the lines of the clock within this cosmic clock, you might say. So beginning at the 12 o'clock line of the cosmic clock, the alpha thrust of masculine energies, you know, again, alpha energies, the spiritual thrust, the initial thrust at the beginning, the first line of the clock, the Inconvenient Truth, which is kind of tying into the Inconvenient Truth that Al Gore's movie, you know, about global warming, which was a bunch of BS belief system that was scripted by the oil industry to represent their interests. Most people don't realize that Al Gore was the son of the senator who opened up Russia during the Cold War to all kinds of oil exploration. He was the right-hand man, Al Gore's father, of of David Rockefeller, who was one of the only people that could fly into Russia during the Cold War, because the oligarchs, you know, all worked together, so to speak. And so Al Gore represents, with huge amounts of stock and oil vested interests, he represents the oil interests. And so the cover up and the whole thing of creating a crisis with global warming, you know, that was his thing of inconvenient truth. So the whole point here is the really truly inconvenient truth is that global warming, weather changes, and other geophysical anomalies that we see on Earth are occurring on all the observable planets in our solar system. And one of the things we're seeing on Earth is an increased wobble in the Earth's axis and consequent jet stream fluctuations that have been increasing along with the Schumann resonance frequencies. They've been going up. This is Earth's heartbeat, which is identical to the alpha wave frequencies, you know, the range of alpha wave frequencies in the human brain. So these frequencies have been going up. I mean, it used to be about 7.8. That was the standard for decades. And all of a sudden, I mean, the last couple decades, it's been going up. But it's still within the range of alpha frequencies, but it's a higher alpha frequencies in the human brain. So the inconvenient truth here is that this big shift isn't caused by petrochemicals. It's caused by the surge in photonic light, you know, the photon belt and the quantum field, you know, of the Earth due to the 25,920-year galactic alignment of our solar system as it crosses up and across the galactic plane. And this happens once every 25,900, some people say 25,800 years. But it's, you know, basically this 26,000-year cycle where our solar system orbits up and across the galactic plane of about 250 billion star systems in our Milky Way galaxy that are in a big galactic plane, you know, around the great central sun. And our solar system orbits up and across it. And this is huge. I mean, it's just like it floods the Earth with the concentration of this alignment of this light. And this all relates to the science of resonance explained in the video that I've included. It's actually a documentary. It's about an hour and a half long. It's very thorough on the subject of Schumann resonance, what's going on within the brain and how it's a function of the fields of the Earth, and how, of course, the fields of the Earth, you know, I'm talking about, you know, what's going on with this solar eclipse right now. This resonates with, like a lightning rod resonates with, the aligned energies of Saturn and Mercury, which is a very mental and congruent, a very congruent energy, which is really kind of like the judgment on incongruent belief systems within all of us. You know, it can be very challenging this time. It can be very liberating. Like I say, light brings up all unlike itself, and it can bring up, you know, like I say, the energies that are lower than a belly of a snake, and it can rise it, you know, like the phoenix from the ashes, or like an eagle soaring into the sun. So we have a very unique time right now. This first principle is like the 12 o'clock line is dealing with the etheric blueprint of the cosmic clock. It's dealing with basically the first principles of intention in the field. And, of course, the intention in the field, the unified field, the quantum field, the source field, is all pervasive. And it's, you know, as above, so below, you know, deep space Scorpio energies are reflexing with, you know, the energies, you know, in the brain field, you know, within each of us. It's all related. And the holodeck between our ears, you might say, the holographic field, you know, resonates with the energies of universe, and we filter those and we process those, we package those according to our BS, you might say, our belief systems, each to their own BS, you know. So this fascinates some people. This has been the subject of Cosmic Love, this talk show, for years. I think a lot of the people worldwide are coming to this understanding that we live in a sea of energy, an ocean of vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality, and the quantum principles of Quantum Think, which was my show, last show on Cosmic Love here 2 years ago with Diane, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, with Diane Collins. We really got into the subject of Quantum Think and breakthrough principles of Quantum Think and how it's coming into the business community and other social network communities that really are trying to get a grip on where things are going and how to get there. So this is, you might say, the mega trend of mega trends. I'm going to go into that a little bit more. And there's a mega trend shift, you know, it's a shift from the mechanical to the quantum, to the in healthcare, for example, where there's a shift from the chemistry of disease to the energies of health, you know, and electrodiagnostics and energy field diagnostics and what's going on with the quantum field as a function of health. And this is something that, of course, I've been very close to over the last 30 years with 3 holistic health centers to the point where I was working with electrodiagnostic and quantum field healing, which is really advanced, far more advanced than we ever hear about. Matter of fact, it's largely suppressed in the United States. The economics and politics are far more complex than the science. But quantum principles are really, you might say, there's a trend, mega trend in this regard, to the unveiling of quantum reality in all of our core social, political, and economic institutions. And you might say in all 4 quadrants of the cosmic clock. So I'm still in the first quadrant. I'm talking about, you know, basically quantum energies, Schumann resonance, galactic alignment, and what's going on in the unified source field. The second principle, you might say the second, when I say second principle, the second inconvenient truth, the second line of the clock, you might say, the cosmic clock, is that quantum reality is the new net reality of the Internet. The inner net, at the heart of the internet. Quantum physics has shown that the rate of vibration defines what manifests. Fear resonates with low vibrations of devolution. Love resonates with high vibrations for conscious evolutionary ascent. What we do to the source field, we do to ourselves. The quantum heart-mind web of the internet, the web of light maturing in social networks. In other words, this is one of the huge megatrends going on with the computer internet revolution. We're seeing the ephemeralization or the etherealization of the web, whereby and information and knowledge power, whereby more, whereby less is more, you know, Moore's law, whereby the technology is getting more and more advanced with more and more information capabilities, and the increase in knowledge power has gone exponential. And we're getting to the point where there is so much new information, most of us are suffering to one extent or another to future shock, the inability to process so much information and basically shutting down, just like sensory deprivation can shut down the brain, sensory overload can shut down the brain. And a lot of us are just, you know, it's just, there's interesting times, but there's just so much going on. It's a stretch for a lot of us, and it causes stress for a lot of us. So the understanding of this, what's going on, and you might say a big picture overview, to put it in context, a lot of what's happening is helpful. So this understanding of what we do to the field, what we do to the, you know, with our consciousness, how we interject and project our thoughts into the quantum field. I mean, thoughts have wings. There is no time or space. The internet is where we're going. The internet is the vehicle. And the gateway, you might say, from cyberspace to inner space is this understanding of quantum reality, quantum laws, you know, of manifestation, which is why I'm going into these 12 lines of the clock. So the third line of the clock is that the actual frequencies of universal love, holy compassion, and enlightenment, you might say enlightenment as effective sensory perception, ESP. There's nothing extra about ESP when you've got it. It's just effective sensory perception. And this is what real enlightenment is. Now, effective in terms of what? Well, in terms of heart coherence. And this is like, and I go on to explain that these actual frequencies of universal love, holy compassion, and enlightenment are all quantifiable with the quantum science of heart coherence. Now, I have an in-depth link on heart coherence that goes into quantum computing and the science and the technology that's been developed can basically, anyone can use, like biofeedback, to let them know when they're in the frequency of, you might say, holy compassion, which is the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, and science explains it there. And it goes into the quantum field of torus field dynamics from atoms to galaxies, where this heart coherence is the standard. And when I say it's a golden ratio algorithm of a coherent heartbeat, you know, when you are in the frequency of holy compassion, or, you know, you might say universal love, you're basically in resonance with the gold standard, you know, at from atomic to galactic in these torus fields within torus fields, when the field is balanced and you might say resonant with, you know, with there, in all these fields, there's these torus fields, and that is, there is a frequency there, which is a universal standard. And you can read more about that at the link on heart coherence, more on the science of that. The point is that the application of the science of the heart's central role in co-creation has profound implications for global conscious evolution. So these first three lines of the clock basically go through the power, wisdom, and love aspects of the etheric blueprint, you know, the fire blueprint, the spiritual fire blueprint, you know, that initiates the thrust with this understanding of resonance and how we're beings of frequency, how we're, basically we're energy fields within fields, and to the extent that we resonate with the heart coherence in the field, what we do to the field does to us. You know, we create our reality, and then we shape our reality, and then our reality shapes us. And it's the frequency, it's the vibrational thing that, you know, when you're positive, you know, upward mobile, in spirit, you tend to manifest, you know, in a positive way, and vice versa. It works both ways. We're either busy being born or we're busy dying, you might say. And this is a moment-to-moment thing, and this is how we create momentum, moment-to-moment. You know, we are what we think, we become what we thought. And this is the principle that I'm going to go into with the next quadrant, the mental quadrant, the mental air quadrant. So, 4 o'clock line, higher education is the natural consequence of higher consciousness. And just as we are what we believe, having become what we believed, you know, in the spiritual fire quadrant, so we are what we think, having become what we thought. In the mental quadrant, you might say, as we step down, you know, might say the spirit fire into the mental plane, we go from, you know, might say believing to thinking, from spiritual to mental. And there's a process here. This is the alpha thrust again. We're still in the alpha thrust, you know, the 4 o'clock line. And there's a process, you might say, of stepping down the spiritual into the mental, the emotional, and the physical. Now, this corresponds archetypally to what's going on with our core institutions of government, education, healthcare, and the economy. And I'll get into that analogy more. But These four quadrants of the cosmic law, the cosmic clock, are holographic. They're universal, and they correspond to multiple dimensions of social motifs, architectural designs through the ages, and motifs in architecture and maps of consciousness. And I could go into that more. I've gone into that more in other shows, but I'm going to try and keep it congruent here and reference this understanding of what's going on in the formal education process when we emphasize left-brain compartmentalized brain stuffing of what to think rather than how to think, you know, how to quantum think. And again, I've linked that concept the introduction to the show I had 2 weeks ago on quantum think, and you can go and listen to that show, those who are subscribers. That was an interesting show with Diane Collins. I really enjoyed that show. She's got a brilliant book, and she's taken the subject of quantum think, and it's just a profound. This is one of those top 10 books I just like to pull off the shelf at least once a year, and again, I start opening it up like the I Ching to any page and start reading, because there's just so much in that book. So, again, quantum think is like more along the lines of right brain nonlinear intuition, which is compromised by left brain compartmentalized brain stuffing, you know, and so much of the formal education process. So, when we pay the price for that, we pay the price with paradigm paralysis, as you might say, stinking thinking, the inability to get a grip on new information of an in-depth nature. We're talking about problem solving, and problem solving is based on this concept of, you know, how to think. We're not taught that. And recent studies have shown, international studies have shown that how advanced are the, you know, different advanced nations of the world in terms of their education systems in regard to reading skills and math skills and problem solving. The United States ranked extremely low. I mean, it was way down the chart. We're talking about, there's problem solving is way off, because there's so much emphasis in the United States of teaching to the test, you know, in the public school system, teaching to the test, so kids memorize stuff to get a good grade, rather than teaching kids how to learn, you know, the learning process, the creative process, the processes of consciousness. We just don't get that. That's what quantum think really is, because the more you get into quantum reality and how to basically just, you know, connect the dots to first principles of manifestation, like I'm going through now. This is what should be cultured and at age-specific periods, you know, with like the Montessori method, with different ages where the absorbent mind can just absorb these concepts if they're properly positioned. And it's happening more in the United States with a lot of really brilliant, innovative methods like the Montessori method and versions of that for accelerated learning at a very early age. So that's number four. Number five, inconvenient truth, is the media is the message, as Marshall McLuhan famously said. And the net reality message today is that our new instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities are now defining, refining, combining, you know, synergizing, and shining our individual and collective social conscience of, by, and for the family of man in an all-connected global village. This is huge. This is the media. How we're all connected is the message. And today, we're all connected with an instant everywhere interactive internet capabilities. Now, the fulfillment of, or you might say the maturing of those internet capabilities will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, with a conscience. It's like education of the heart, with heart coherence. And this will define, you know, unity conscience for the family of man in a global village. How often do you hear that from the talking heads on the boob tube? I mean, not so much. So that brings us to the 6 o'clock line. So we've gone through the alpha thrust, you know, the first part of this, these five inconvenient truths, you might say, that we don't get in the education system or the healthcare system or, you know, or the media. They don't talk about this. We don't get this. They're inconvenient. They don't talk about this. Why? Well, it would be very uncomfortable for the prevailing status quo groupthink, which is largely stuck with paradigm paralysis, thinking, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, we're around now to the 6 o'clock line, to the omega return of the feminine energies, ideally the divine feminine energies, just like, you know, the alpha thrust would be the divine masculine energies rather than just masculine energies. But there's basically a distinguishing, you know, between masculine and feminine energies. There's a difference. And again, it's irrespective of whether you're in a male or, you know, a male or a female body, you know, which is why all this transgender stuff is going on. Now, you can be, you know, there's a lot of men, you might say, in women's bodies, you know, alpha females, and a lot of women in men's bodies, you know, omega males, so to speak. So we're talking about these universal principles do cycle from the alpha thrust to the omega return. So the 6 o'clock line, I'm referencing here the inconvenient truth as what's going on from the shift from the patriarchal energies to matriarchal energies, from you know, masculine dominant institutions that are top down, you know, with a glass ceiling for women, to a shift to where it's getting beyond, you might say, the sexism of it all, and getting more to the universal principles, the divine principles of the divine masculine, the divine feminine, and the shift from more of a patriarchal dominant to more of a matriarchal balance with the masculine energies. So we're seeing this now, this omega return in all our social, political, and economic institutions. I call it the M5 megatrend. When I say M5, M in terms of management, media, mentoring, medicine, and marketing. You know, like we're talking again about government, education, healthcare, and the economy. You know, we're talking about in the cosmic clock of our institutions. These are processes, these M5 processes of management, media, mentoring, medicine, and marketing, that is going through a major shift that's more from authoritarian to more of a cooperative, nurturing energy that really cares for what works best for anyone within a management social network, or a social network that's dealing with media, or a social network dealing with mentoring or medicine or marketing. So there's a shift going on from it's a systemic worldwide paradigm shift that the internet has brought us to, but it's also the quantum field has brought us to this. The spiritual thrust with the surge in the source field with galactic alignment is really behind what's going on with the internet evolution, conscious evolution. They're all reflexing together. You know what? Some people say, what's the chicken or the egg? Is it the internet behind all this, or is it really what's going on in the quantum field? And it's actually the lower energies in our physical world, you might say, and physical technology, and what's going on in our physical brains, between our ears and the holodeck, it's resonating with an accelerated energies of the surge in the source field. You might say this energetic thrust, alpha thrust with galactic alignment, is just it's accelerating change, Earth changes in the physical Earth, all the planets of our solar system, between our ears. There's accelerated evolutionary changes going on. And this is really detailed in the book called The Source Field Investigations. And I have that link, one of the links I've got here above that you can click on. It goes more into the Source Field Investigations, and a documentary on that that's brilliant. So this is the omega return, you might say. There's been an imbalance with physical technology and physical population control using this technology, and that's shifting to more of a nurturing energy that's culturing, more of a matriarchal, bottom-up, highly decentralized, cooperating energy to coordinate community virtues, rather than the patriarchal, top-down, highly centralized, command and control ownership values, which has been the status quo, you know, for modern history. This is shifting now, and you can see it. And a lot of new material coming out on this subject specifically, of this shift you might say, the energies of the principle of the divine mother, the divine feminine. So number seven, the 7 o'clock line, our all connected social networks are maturing with a new social conscience that is the blessing, and that's underlined and hyperlinked to a website on the blessing of global telecom, emphasizing the TLC in telecom. It's a graphic thing I'm doing on the talking points with this article that I've provided on the Cosmic Love show, on the Cosmic Love homepage. And it's not just a play on words. It's this concept of at the heart of this TLC, this concept of global telecom, interactive, mass-to-mass interactive, real-time telecom, whereby 100 or a million, 1,000, whatever, people can actually communicate at the same time with heart coherence and mind congruence, and how that works, what that looks like. That's what I go into in that article, The Blessing. So this is the blessing, you might say, of the Omega Return, of the Return of the Divine Feminine. The return of the matriarchal nurturing energies that raises up the conscience within all of us. So there's kind of like a descent in the circle, the cosmic clock. There's a descent with the alpha thrust of the 6 o'clock line. There's the omega return that raises up, you might say, consciousness back to the 12 o'clock line to begin, another cycle. And whether that cycle is a work project that you put on the clock, that you've got a one-week project and you can plot that on 12 lines of the clock in these four quadrants, I mean, it is the creative process. It's the co-creation process. It's the learning process. It's the processes of consciousness that the quintessential foundation of self-governance, how we govern ourselves. So in terms of our institutions, we're talking about telecommunications, global telecommunications, real-time, instant everywhere, interactive telecommunications in our social networks. This TLC is at the heart of self-governing telecommunity, enlightened teleconscience, healing telecare, telecare that can be done through the internet with universal self-care. And the last week I had an in-depth article on that. I provided the link at the top of these talking points. It says previous article at Wake Up Smiling. There's five videos there. And one of those five videos, by the way, this is, again, the link to that was this last article I published on the HeartCom Network. The last video at the bottom of it, if you scroll down, is about what's going on with the solar eclipse right now. It was released on Wednesday. Now, the guy's brilliant. The video starts out a little slow. It's about 20 minutes long. He goes into what's going on with this, the energies of this this conjunction, this alignment of the sun with the moon, the new moon aligned with Mercury and Saturn in Scorpio and the Scorpio energies. And he goes in in-depth explanation of that. And so if you have a chance to watch that video, and again, what's going on, and through tonight and tomorrow, That article and that video is at heartcom.org/wakeupsmiling.htm. But it's capital W to capital U, capital S on the Wake Up Smiling. And you might just go to the HeartCom Network link that's the top of this Talking Points page, HeartCom Network, and you'll see that article, Wake Up Smiling, on Obama. It's a Halloween post. It's just this last one that was done on Halloween. So find that interesting. I wanted to go through these all these inconvenient points, inconvenient truths that you don't get. It's not being mainstreamed yet. I'm ahead of the curve a little bit, you might say. But this is archetypal stuff that's based on universal principles. And this concept of telecommunications and telecare and this concept of all our social, political, and economic institutions, how they will be effective with this conscious evolutionary ascent of global humanity with interactive interface for real-time mass communications, it's profound in implications. I mean, this is going to be huge. It's good to meditate on these concepts. You can read this for yourself on your own time this evening. Meditate on it. I'm giving it a quick overview here, and you're probably tired of hearing me by now. But I wanted to go through these points in through the 8, 9, 10, and 11 o'clock and the 12 o'clock lines. The summary there, and again, I've pretty much given the orientation where you can pick it up and run with it yourself, and connect the dots on your own. Like I say, each to their own BS. Everyone's going to filter this with their own belief systems in different ways. There is a graphic at the bottom of these talking points, at the bottom of the page, that actually shows with a moving orb of light. It shows where the eclipse is, where it's going, how it's beginning. It says November 3rd, but that's November 3rd in Australia. It's November 2nd, of course, here. But it shows the movement of the solar eclipse across the face of the Earth. This is going on now. Again, it's a trigger, you might say, for a surge of energies in the quantum field. Sensitive people will be feeling different things based on what kind of filters they got running in between their ears, and what kind of momentums they have moment to moment. For some people, this will be stressful. For some people, this will be liberating. And again, whether your cup is half full or half empty will largely determine, whether you're going to perceive things that way. We are what we think, we become what we thought. We are what we believe, we become what we believed. And I'm not putting a negative spin on this at all. I see this more of as an opportunity than a problem. And a lot of people see the problem with any opportunity when their cup is half empty, and other people, when their cup is half full, see the opportunity with any problem. And I tend to the latter. Trying to be positive about this, see the good and make it so, kind of a thing. So I've given a lot on this subject to where you can, like I say, have a sense of what I'm talking about in terms of these truths that are not convenient, you might say, for the ego, for the old self, for the not self, the unreal self. These truths are basically a challenge to the status quo within and with all. Prevailing awareness is shifting, and the shifting process is what I've described here. And what's going on in the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical quadrants, you might say, of the processes of consciousness moment to moment, the principles are universal. They're archetypal. They're, you might say, classic processes of consciousness that, modern psychology, Jung, is based on them, the understanding of them, and alchemy, ancient alchemy, astrology is based on them, the principles of the four winds of the Native Americans, the four winds, a reference to the four great spirits in the four winds, and these same principles, basically, in a universal archetypal sense. So I hope you find this interesting. I want to thank you for listening today. I've got a meditation here at the end of the show. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do this show, and keep in touch. You can always contact me, my email address. You've got it listed on the page and through my writings. And onwards and upwards. Make this an extraordinary time for your congruence, Saturn, and your mental depth perception, Mercury in Scorpio, in this new moon cycle that's beginning with the solar eclipse. This is an amazing time. And shift happens, like I say, the big shift happens with triggers such as times like this. So this is an opportunity to cognate, get the picture, seize the vision, embrace the virtue.
30 seconds.
Make it happen. So thanks for listening. We'll catch you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the lightworkers who are lovemakers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.